Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime creating and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through the power of yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So, open your mind and open your heart and be ready to receive what is possible for your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and I'm here talking about the energy of yes on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I really appreciate you for listening in and checking in with us. Every week we get together and we talk about the science of yes. Now, this is a really specified kind of training that I have here. I created this powerful methodology after many, many years of struggling with success. I am somebody who is optimistic by nature, and what I'm talking about when I talk about the energy of yes, it's a positive mindset, but it's more than that. It's the ability to manifest the things you want in life, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what others think you can or cannot do or have. The science of yes is powerful, it's magical, and it's fun. So, you know, you're going to be structuring specific actions you carry into your day-to-day life. And I know for some of you, you know, the whole thing about life, especially now with the coronavirus and everything that's going on with quarantine and stay at home, all that good stuff, it has people kind of like worrying, fearful. You don't know what life has in store. And, you know, when it comes to yes, you know, I found that in life, you know, the way that I operated it is that I wanted things, I strove for certain things in life. And when you operate inside of yes and everything you want, everything you desire, it's a done deal. Your dreams come true in the science of yes. So, you know, I'm someone who had to give up my negative to achieve success, and I wanted to pay that forward. So for me, the energy of yes is a state change. Some people say that life is like a bowl of chocolate. Well, I say that life is like a baseball game. Life is the pitcher, and you're up to bat. Life pitches, and you try to hit the ball. And life pretty much throws all kind of pitches at you, curveballs and fastballs and ball after ball after ball, and you just, like, swing away, and you have no control over what life pitches at you. You have everything to say, though, about how you react to the balls that life tosses your way. So are you going to be a yes, or are you going to be a no? And that's what I say life is all about. I say yes. It's not that complicated. So I want you to say yes. I want you to practice saying yes. I want you to focus on saying yes. Say yes to risk. Say yes to power. Say yes to mystery. Say yes to life. And that's pretty much what this is all about. So every week, we discuss the power of yes, power of manifestation, and having things go your way, the power to have the life of your dreams come true. You can call in and ask questions. I am not a psychic. I don't do psychic readings. I don't do tarot readings. But you can call in. The call-in number is 760-888-5700. Again, that number is 760-888-5700. You call in to talk to me, we can have conversations about what you're dealing with in life. You can ask me anything. You can talk to me about what you're up against. I know that for a lot of people, sometimes your family are a problem for you, not so much that you don't love them or they don't love you, but they're naysayers, they're poo-pooers, they don't believe in you, they don't empower you, they don't relate to you like you can have anything you want, that you can do anything you want. They actually relate to you like something's wrong, something's missing, and you're not up to snuff. I get that. I get that a lot, you know, and here's the thing you want to know. You want to be somebody in life who is of a positive mindset, and you want to be somebody who is always out to achieve what you want in life. And I say that the universe or whatever higher power there is for you, God, Buddha, whatever, the science of yes, okay, will have you living like you can have anything you want. And I say you can. You can have anything you want. You know, whip out a credit card and pay thousands of dollars to have anything you want. You can have it all. You don't have to be rich to have a life you love and to have your dreams come true. You can put a stop to any conversation that you can't have or can't do or can't see in your future. Just say yes. You can have it. Just say yes. So let me start tonight. You know, I'm here every week on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. And let me start tonight by distinguishing for you what I don't mean when I say the science of yes. And what I don't mean is for you to eliminate the word no from your vocabulary. You know, there are some real important times when it's appropriate to say no. I mean, literally. There are times when you need to put your hand on your hip, swing your arm back and forth with your index finger up and the rest of your fingers clenched in a fist, and you bob your head back and forth and you say with a snap, no. No is not a bad word, and yes is not a good word. Even though I'm telling you to say yes, what I'm referring to is not what you are saying, like the action of speaking. It's who you are while you are doing whatever it is you are doing. Words are not the source of this. The intention of what you are doing is sourced by who you are being. Anything that you want in life, you can have. All you have to do is say yes. And when you say yes, it's not complicated. You can have it. Just say you want it. Take the actions correlate with having it, and it'll happen. You'll have the life of your dreams. I swear, it's not that hard to get behind. It's not complicated at all. It's simple. So, you know, I am a coach. I'm a business coach. And I'm also a life coach, and I call myself a yes coach, and I train people to be a yes in life, a yes. Power, magic, and fun. I don't fake it. I believe it. I live my life by it. I walk the talk. I do the do. I live in yes. So as we go about crafting the life of your dreams, we're going to remold your life to be of a positive mindset. And I don't mean positive thinking. This is not about what happens between your ears and your mind. And it's not about what you say to people or to yourself. What this is about is you being someone whose life revolves around being open and available to receive and who takes actions necessary to receive. And we don't go through the motions, those of us living in the power and the energy of yes. We don't fake it till we make it. We take it on, full tilt boogie. And as my favorite celebrity, Yoda, says, do or do not. There is no try. Now, I could tell you to say no. Say no to stress and stress. Say no to unemployment and being a victim of your circumstances. Say no to emotional abuse and toxic relationships. I could tell you this and call my process the things to say no to or the science of not being no. But you see, I'm not going to do any of that. Why? Because one of the biggest lessons that I'm going to teach you as a coach, now listen up, this is where the big stuff comes out. I'm going to teach you not to affirm with your speaking that which you do not want. Check it out. You don't go into a restaurant, sit down and pick up the menu, and then say to the server who comes over, first off, I don't want pancakes, so don't serve them to me. I hate pancakes. No pancakes for me. You don't say that. I hope you don't say that. I mean, you wouldn't, would you? Are we clear about that? You wouldn't do that. You also wouldn't walk into your local Walmart or Target and call over one of the sales associates and say to them, don't you dare show me any clothes that are red with black polka dots. Don't do it. I don't like red with black polka dots. I don't want none of that. I don't particularly like blue with white polka dots either. You know what? I don't like polka dots. I don't want you to show me any clothes with polka dots. So don't do it. I don't like that. Now, let me ask you something. You wouldn't do that, would you? I hope not. Because you know why? That would be absolutely absurd, wouldn't it? I know it sounds silly, but you wouldn't do that, but then you lead with what you don't want. You tell people what you don't want. When you walk into a restaurant, you order what you want right up front. You don't waste time talking about what you don't want. You sit down and say, give me this, and make sure you give me that. Okay, so why not do that in every aspect of life? You say things like, I wish I had another life. I don't want this life. I wish I had another job. I don't want this job. I wish I had another car. I don't want this car. I don't want so-and-so to talk to me that way. I don't want that kind of man or woman to treat me like that. I don't want that. Well, I'd like you to consider that when you say out loud the things you don't want in your life, you're bringing attention to what you don't want and bringing energy to it with your speaking. Now, who cares what you don't want? Why would you want to establish with anybody what you don't want? One of the greatest lessons I teach my clients is to be very careful what words come out of your mouth. The universe is listening. Saying out loud what you don't want and what you don't like or what you hate is bringing energy and intensity to something for which you have no interest. Can you imagine bringing that level of energy to what you want in life, that depth of intensity? When you set out to produce results in life, there are going to be obstacles. Like, listen, it's easy to maintain a good attitude when things are going well, but staying the course when things are not going your way, that takes willpower and commitment. You want to start to develop things to do when you're not fully present yet. Something didn't go your way, or you're dealing with disappointment in your life, or what do you need? What do you want? What will have you get back on track? What do you enjoy that will help you achieve more focus and put you in a good mood? For me, I often listen to uplifting music. I enjoy movie themes, like the theme to Rocky, you know, or the theme to Chariots of Fire, or some pop songs like Fight Song or any music from Kirk Franklin. I danced at my wedding to the waltz Cinderella sang called Once Upon a Dream in the Disney animated film Cinderella. I know you, I danced with you once upon a dream. Remember that one? That's the kind of stuff that moves my heart. Music creates an environment. It stirs the soul and moves the heart. That's a theme in my life. This theme, that dreams come true. Another structure I use when I'm not feeling the yes mentality is I'll call people who are in a yes space and I speak with them. And I admit there are times when treating myself to something good to eat will draw me into action. You look to see what you need. Something to get you off the negative standpoint and get you out doing things in a yes vibration. Sometimes even a relaxing, powerful massage will get you there. Feels so good, let me tell you. Once again, I'm a coach. This is what I do for a living. I coach people. I'm a business coach. I coach people. I help them with their businesses, scaling it, taking it to the next level, inside of what their vision of what is possible for their business. But I'm also a life coach. And inside the science of yes, I call myself a yes coach. And I coach people to be inside of yes, to say yes, and break down their emotional barriers that block them from what their commitments are in life. I led transformational seminars for 27 years, and I'm now out being somebody who empowers others through the power of my choices, the power of yes. So if you want to reach out and connect to me, it's really, really awesome to get infected with the power of yes. You can call in and talk to me if you're listening here tonight. I know not everybody is up on the East Coast this time of night. It's 11 o'clock at night for you. But if you are listening, if you are out there and you are interested in the power of yes, if life is beautiful for you and you want to live the dream, give me a call and let's talk about it. The call-in number is 760-888-5700. You can reach me also on my website. I have a website where you can reach out to me and you'll find out some of my services. The website is www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u.com. I'm the Yes Coach, and you can reach me on my website. You can reach out to me via email by writing me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. My name, Pam Heath, @yescoach4u.com. Write to me. I'll write you back and we'll talk. We'll find out if you can harness the power of yes. So tonight, you know, it's Thursday, April 16th. We're right in the midst of the quarantine for the COVID-19. People are out there, you know, worried about whether or not they have this virus. They're concerned about their jobs. They're concerned about money. You know, today I heard, you know, there are people who received their stimulus check and there's people who did not. And they are out of money. So if you didn't get it already, you're not going to get it right away. And they have to pull more money in. They have to give it to more people. And here's what you want to know. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to be afraid. I want to talk a little bit about fear, and I want to talk about what's going on inside your psyche right now. I don't know how many of you saw the motion picture Scarface, but there's an iconic scene from that movie where he says, "Say hello to my little friend." And I want to introduce you to your little friend. I call it the monkey mind, okay? And you never notice that inner voice in your head that keeps up this running commentary like the Bloomberg ticker tape parade display in Times Square in New York? This inner voice is always telling you stuff. And a lot of times it's negative. Things like, this isn't going to turn out. Or the inner critic that insists that you look fat in that dress. The voice that says it will never happen, or worse, it'll never happen for you. You won't be able to be in the yes realm listening to that voice in your head. We're going to give that voice a name, and that name is the monkey mind. That mindset and inner critic, it doesn't resolve the issues in your life. That's not what it's for. The monkey mind is a Buddhist principle that refers to a state of mind of being unsettled or worried or confused. The Buddha distinguished the human mind as being filled with drunken monkeys, flinging themselves about, jumping around and chattering nonstop. If you could create this image of a bunch of screeching drunken monkeys banging around in your head in nonstop, constant motion, you can get a clear-cut picture of what it's like up there. And I tell my clients that your mind is a dangerous neighborhood to go in by yourself without a bodyguard. Your incessant mind chatter might go along these lines. A continuous laundry list of things you must do or someone else should be doing for you. All your fears and concerns and worries, including real and imaginary ones. Stretching up all the hurtful things done to you, said to you, or said about you in the past. Judging and evaluating your present circumstances. Creating hysterical, dramatic what-if scenarios around your day-to-day situation. Welcome, monkey mind. How do you do? So with the monkey mind, it's nearly impossible to stop and smell the roses. What you see and what you experience is the chaos of your mind telling you, showing you, insisting that there is no hope, that this will never happen. It can't happen. No one can have this happen for them. Plus, negative energy affects your mood. It makes you unhappy, makes you restless and anxious. It hampers your ability to focus and concentrate. You cannot generate the power of yes when your monkey mind is insisting on no. Your monkey mind also impacts your behavior in your relationship with others. When you don't have positive interactions with the people in your life, many times it's because you're listening to a chorus of chattering monkeys in your head. You're not even listening to your friends and loved ones. There's a numerous amount of ways to tame your monkey mind. You can start by acting on the following things that I'm going to suggest to you, even if you think you have your monkey mind under control. First, I'd like you to consider that you have a monkey mind. Most likely, if you're like most people, up until this point, you've allowed your monkey mind to run buck wild, okay? But now you're going to end all that. Remember, you are the master of your mind. Your mind is not the master of you. You are the one in control. Talk to your monkey mind when the noise level gets especially loud. Ever been in the supermarket or the airport lobby and seen a young child throw a horrific tantrum? And you look over, cluck your teeth, and shake your head at the hapless parent. Like a disobedient, unruly, willful, loud, and demanding brat, when your monkey mind is in full swing, it looks just like that. Like that brat throwing a tantrum in the middle of the airport. You're out of control, and everyone can see it. And you feel like you failed at something because you let your monkey mind word vomit all over everybody. And you feel like you can't control it. It might even feel right to you, like it's justified to be throwing a tantrum. I mean, you're only human after all. Well, you can calm your monkey mind by having a conversation with it. And that might sound a little wacky, but no kidding. You can take a moment to listen to what's going on. Conversation with your monkey mind. What's the problem? Why are you upset? Hear it out and let it get everything said. Then take a moment to look to see. Is your monkey mind anxious to remind you of a task that needs to get done? Don't dismiss it out of hand. Your monkey mind is worried that you'll forget or don't think of or don't do something, and it foresees that everything will fall apart because of it. And the world will come to an end. And you can't dismiss or discard this. Remember Chicken Little? The story about the little chicken hit in the head with a pine nut. And who now thought that the falling nut was evidence that the sky was breaking apart and falling to earth. Convinced that the world was ending, he ran about creating havoc as he tried to explain to everyone that the end of the world was upon them. Panic, drama, and unnecessary complications are signs that the monkey mind is in panic mode. Stop for a moment and take the time to schedule the item to assure your monkey mind that there is nothing to worry about because it will get handled. Your monkey mind will often dwell in worst-case scenarios unless you assure it that you have everything under control. Is your monkey mind anxious or nervous about something that's about to happen or some event that's pressing? Let your monkey mind know that everything is going to be okay with confidence. Walk through a worst-case scenario with your monkey mind and come up with contingency plans that will assure success in any given situation. You have nothing to lose to establish solid plans that satisfy your monkey mind. The whole point is for you to maintain a blueprint for success for your life, and it will be a win-win situation for you and your monkey mind. I have in my life a good friend and a client who's my external monkey mind in the flesh. And I've learned to manage her with assurances and support. And inside of that, my own monkey mind. The technique works, and you can prove it by trying it out. Now, is there a constant complaint from your monkey mind, complaining bitterly about some evil person in your life based on something that happened in the past? So I want you to put a note to yourself, okay? Find out what it is that your monkey mind keeps dredging up and get it complete. Once it's whole and complete, your monkey mind will get calm, okay? Anything that you're avoiding or you're pretending isn't there will live in infamy for your monkey mind, and it will go bored about in your head until you do something about the situation. So get it complete. One of the things that I recommend, I have a folder on my desk, and the folder's called avoiding. And I write down things that I'm avoiding, and I put it in that folder. In life, when I'm trying to make a miracle happen, when I'm trying to make magic, like a time like now, when, you know, things are scarce and things are wacky and we're under quarantine and I'm trying to make money and find all these ways to make things happen, I'll go to my avoidance file and I'll whip something out and I'll get it complete. And for me, just the energy and the action of doing that clears the air for miracles to abound and things start to show up like magic. Does your monkey mind just want to vent? Sometimes your monkey mind needs to know that you're listening. Let your monkey mind air its grievances and concerns, and you will see the loud noises begin to fade. It needs to be heard. Another good practice to manage your monkey mind is to journal. You know, one of the books that I recommend, and I recommend books all the time to people, I'm really big on reading, is a book called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. If you get this book, you'll find that it's a classic, first of all. And it's one of the best books out there to teach you about journaling. This book gives you a powerful technique that she calls morning pages. And the way it works is you wake up and begin your morning from the get-go, pen to paper. You do a dump of what's in your mind, but to be deliberate about it and stream of consciousness, you just barf it all on the page, everything that's there from the first time you wake up. Now, if you do this kind of journaling naturally and regularly, you'll be effectively manage your monkey mind's concerns daily, and you're training it to do it at the same time every day. And during your journal time, write down everything you're thinking, everything you're feeling, and anything that has you worried. And you do this for 20 minutes first thing in the morning and then stop. When the time is up, your monkey mind needs to understand that it's had its say for the rest of the day. And you will not pay attention to anything else until next day's journaling session. Then be your word. Be your word. Don't let your monkey mind start screeching during the day and you stop and give it an audience. Ignore it. Refuse to give it attention. Do anything else but give it power, because your monkey mind is generating chaos. And you're bringing order, so just ignore it. Now, it's important to tell your monkey mind your session is over for the day. There's no more for you today. Wait until tomorrow's session, and you can talk, and I'll listen to you then. Soon, your monkey mind is going to start to recognize when it can shake, rattle, and roll, and it's a waste of time to carry on a ruckus any other time of day other than your morning session. Another way to deal with your monkey mind is through meditating. Training your mind to be still through meditation gives you power and control over your thoughts, and it quiets your mind on command, and it will silence the monkey mind on a dime. The key to taming your monkey mind is to question the beliefs the monkey mind is relying on to reach the conclusion it's communicating to you. Ask yourself these questions and then fill in the answers provided. Are people obligated always to act the way I want them to please me? No. I'm okay, they're okay, and just the way they are and just the way they're not. Is it realistic to believe things should always go my way? No. I can accept things the way they are and create visions for my commitments and how I want them to be in the future. Do I have to do it right every time? I can strive for excellence and hit my target every time. However, if I strive to be perfect, I will never realize my goals because there is no such thing as perfect. If what your monkey mind is relying on is misguided beliefs to justify temper tantrums, fretting, and worries, it will end the tirade because there's nowhere else to turn to air its complaints. You just effectively let the air out of the balloon. So, it will have no choice but to pipe down because it has no fuel. Haven't you heard that line in any movie about somebody talking down to somebody else? Stop thinking. I don't give you enough information to think. Or don't go with brain. Just do what I say. Okay, well, that's how you have to be with your monkey mind. Let your monkey mind know who's boss. Pablo Picasso once made this statement. What he said was, it would be better in life if we could pull out our brains and use only our eyes to see. Now, that image might be rather grotesque, like the song Eyes Without a Face, which I've always thought was a freaky proposition. But, you know, wait a moment and let's reflect on what he really meant by that. We turn off our brains and just use our senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, and utilize those senses to take in everything going on around you without interpretation, measurement, or comparison, you may begin to see things more clearly, so much more than previously. Your monkey mind would have no input because you turned your brain off. Affirmations can also help. Try repeating positive phrases and sentences out loud, either to yourself or to others. And that creates an effect, which is essentially like shaking your head with your fingers stuck in your ears, repeating la 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 la. And at the same time, your monkey mind dances around your head, screaming hysterically, you're ignoring it. Now, keeping your mind occupied, like reading a book or watching a movie or writing in your journal, is another good way to train your monkey mind to be still. Now, you might notice that your monkey mind tends to be quiet when your mind engages with something absorbing. Calming your mind takes practice, but if you keep it up, the benefits outweigh the work you put in. Consistent practice, peace of mind, and power over your monkey mind. Again, this is one of the concepts that I teach in my training and in my coaching inside the Power of Yes. If you want to get more access to this kind of power, reach out to me. You can call into the show. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you have. The number is 760-888-5700. Again, you can call in and ask questions, 760-888-5700. You could also reach out to me on my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yes.com. You can write to me at Pam Heath, my name, Pam Heath, at yescoachforyou.com. That's yescoach, the number four, the letter U.com. Reach out to me and we can connect. You can have a conversation for what's possible in your life inside the science of yes. This is something that you might take on so that you can have the life you love, an extraordinary opportunity to have breakthroughs after breakthroughs and have your dreams come true. But you have to do that coming from the energy of yes. And if you don't know how to do that, I'll teach you how to do that. Just give me a call. So I want to create for you a movie analogy because it's one of the things I do. If you listen to my podcast, if you, you know, read my book, you'll find that that's all I do is talk about songs and movies. So I'm going to talk about how when life throws a curveball that unseats you, what will it take for you to swing yourself back up in the saddle? And just like Legolas from the movie and The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, there's this scene, this specific scene that I want you to see. And if you haven't seen that movie, don't you worry about it. Just go to Google and Google this. Legolas, awesomeness. I'll say it again. Legolas, L-E-G-O-L-A-S. Legolas was the elf that was one of the original nine of the Fellowship of the Ring. Legolas awesomeness. Google that and you will see the YouTube snippet of this scene I'm talking about from directly from the Two Towers. And what it is that Legolas is fighting. They've got this fight, the orcs versus the humans, the elves, and the dwarves. And they are going to town. They are just righteously fighting. Legolas, being an elf, his thing is bow and arrow. And he is shooting his bow and arrow and shooting his bow and arrow and shooting his bow and arrow. But if you've seen the movie, you remember the scene. Nobody forgets this scene. If you've not seen the movie, then I highly invite you, recommend, and tell you, you must Google Legolas awesomeness and watch this scene. He swings up onto this horse like he doesn't have a care in the world. I mean, backwards. He's facing forward. And his friend Gimli, who's a dwarf, is riding along with the rest of the, you know, the army that's coming to battle these orcs. And he's got his back to Gimli, and yet he can hear him riding up behind him. And they are riding like fierce, okay? They're not riding like they, you know, just, you know, moseying along. They are riding hard because they're on the way to battle. Legolas is flailing away, shooting his arrows, and then he senses his friend behind him charging it fast. And when I say fast, I mean like a bullet. And Legolas finds him and swings up to the side and pivots as he flings himself skyward and plops himself on the back of the horse behind his friend Gimli without once looking back. Wow. I mean, impressed? Are you impressed? Go look at that scene. You will see exactly what I'm talking about. Wow, did you? Wow, wow, wow. But when life knocks you down, don't just stay there on the ground looking up and wondering how you got there, waste time fretting over whether it's going to happen again. What you want to do is be like Legolas, okay? Get up, get on up, get up, get on up. Being stuck in one position is a product of the monkey mind. Get up. What are you going to do? Do something that forwards your commitment in the matter, regardless of whether you want to, regardless of whether you don't feel like it, regardless of whether it's hard, difficult, as a matter of fact, emotionally painful, awkward, weird. Get up, get back up, and get back on track, and do it. Do it. Find ways to get yourself back on track and get going. Surround yourself with positive people. If the people in your life are naysayers who are constantly berating you and constantly telling you that you won't amount to much, you have some serious work to do to get more positive people in your life, they're out there. Find them. Seek them out. Seek out the kind of people who believe in you, that will support and empower you when you need it most. You can go to networking events in your city and you can reach out on your social media for like-minded individual. It's not that complicated. It's simple. Listen, I'm not Mary Poppins, okay? I have bad days and negative thoughts just like everybody else. I've been beaten by my significant other and I've been put in the hospital. I've bought my dream home and lost. I've been homeless and lived in my car because I had nowhere else to go. But through all those experiences, I have learned that when I can focus on resolving whatever issue is in front of me and shift into positive action, things get better and I succeed. So how about let's succeed together? How about we take on your life? How about let's do what it takes to get your life on track? You see, with the science of yes, what you create is a positive, powerful mindset that would improve your performance and allow you to be more fully embracing life and fully enjoying life and present to the wonderful opportunities that surround you. Now, I'm just talking, but I want you to know when you face life with the power of yes, you create positive energy and you create structures for the fulfillment of what you're aspiring to develop and design, and not just for you, but for anyone else in your environment. and it's contagious and it's infectious. You make things happen and move more quickly through difficult and challenging times. And we've got some mighty, mighty difficult and challenging times right now. I mean, we have so many concerns these days. I mean, never mind COVID-19 and, you know, hashtag stay at home. Never mind trying to pivot and turn your business online, trying to figure out how you're going to make just a little bit of money you have, you know, have it reach out and do everything you needed to do, like Jesus on the mountaintop with two loaves of bread and two fishes. You know, they tell you that you should have a savings account that has at least 6 months worth of bills. And, you know, that way if something bad happens, like what's happening right now, and you don't have any money to pay your bills, you can still get by. Well, guess what? The majority of people weren't ready for COVID-19. They just weren't ready. We work so hard and we exist to pay our bills, you know, and everybody's like it's obsessed with the internet, which has now become, you know, now that we're all quarantined at home and that's all we do is stay on the internet. We're streaming movies. We're you know, running around trying to make stuff happen on the internet. We exist in this millennial world, you know, and we need to learn how to powerfully and effectively live in happiness and joy in this world. You know, and I know not everyone that's hearing me are baby boomers like I am. But this world is different, and we can be a yes in this world, I promise. The current political climate is part of the overwhelming nature of how life shows up. More and more people are blasting negative energy about our president and what he is or what he isn't or what he should or what he shouldn't be doing. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag Me Too. Depressing news, jam-packed schedules, challenging every day of our lives. We fall out of bed and grapple with to-do lists that are overwhelming, and then we fall back into bed, tossing and turning, as we mentally prepare our action list for the next day. No wonder our effectiveness and our efficiency suffer. Life is more complicated today. It just is. Pressure and stress moments. I mean, it's like most of us have fewer moments of experiencing true happiness and joy. And the fulfillment of producing results and completing whatever projects and tasks we're working on, we don't have that. We have much less time for our family and friends and little or no time for ourselves and our dreams. The biggest thing that people are dealing with right now in today's climate is the fact that they're quarantined and stuck at home and they're not used to being around their family this much. You know, they're just not used to being around their family this much. Some people are having a rough time right now. We hardly have time to breathe, much less create new avenues to make money. Wait for it, though, okay? Yes. The science of yes. The power and the energy of yes is your access. Your access to power. It's not the only way, and I'm not going to pretend that I'm saying that, but I will say to you, you can move quickly and gently into calmer waters when you can manage your life and responsibilities and still have time and energy for your family and friends. And more importantly, you'll discover ways to dust off a dream or two and embrace your hopes and desires and find a practical approach to bring them to fruition in the power and the magic and the energy of yes. The science of yes is a practice. It's easy to understand and simple to follow. It's a pathway to a more focused, productive, and exhilarating life. It's worked for me, and it'll work for you. I know things can be better. Life can be more straightforward, and your dreams can come true. The thing that I get the most when I have these talks, when I lead workshops or seminars about the science of yes, I get this every time from somebody. Well, what about no? Shouldn't I say no to something? I mean, I'm not supposed to say yes to everything, am I? Well, in the long run, having a positive attitude will make things easier. But this is not about you feeling good about a particular situation or speaking the word yes out loud like some Buddhist mantra, as though it has magic just in the speaking. Again, it's not about that word. Yes, is an energy, and it's very active. It's about taking action, taking yes actions. When you have a goal, you don't ask, how do I feel about this goal? You ask, what do I do about this goal? Say no to being lazy, to being, you know, procrastinating, to being negative and other weaknesses. It's also saying yes. Does it help to have a positive attitude? Well, yeah. If you aren't positive by nature, try this on because it does help. When I was young, there was a song called High Hopes. Positive by nature. Think about this song. I believe it was Frank Sinatra who sang it. It's about an ant who needs to move a rubber tree plant, which is gigantic compared to its small size. But he is determined. And oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. And the reality is that what it's all about, it's about high hopes. It's about the opportunity you have to get things done. Just like that ant. He rolled up his sleeve and then, whoops, there comes another rubber tree plant. So maybe next time I'll play this song for you because I'm thinking that you might want to hear it because I realize that I'm a baby boomer and there's people who have no idea what the song is, but you can also Google it. High Hopes, Frank Sinatra. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Boom. Okay. Now, I'll give you another analogy. Look at your hand. There's the front of your hand and there is the back of your hand. And together, both the front and the back make up your hand. Now, when someone says to you, your hand, to which do you relate, front or back? Neither. It's both. It's your hand. You raise your hand. And you raise both the front and the back, and you don't separate them. You can't. Well, that's like your life and your life situation. There is no separation. Now, we're going to utilize the science of yes to move you into a calmer environment where you can live and enjoy life with your friends and family powerfully, and you get things done more efficiently. So whatever you're dealing with, work, home, romance, spiritual pursuits, all of your life will benefit from the energy of yes. Turmoil, negative energy, upset, all that inside of yes. It's like the front of your hand and the back of your hand analogy. The front of your hand isn't better than the back of your hand. It's all your hand. Your life's perfect just the way it is and just the way it's not. Don't resist negativity. Don't run from it, hide from it, or pretend it's not there. It's all part of your life. All of it is a part of living life. Let's tackle it together. Stability in the face of negativity by being yes. Bring yes to your situation, and your circumstances will bow before you and deliver what you crave, what you want, and what you desire. The bottom line regarding the word no is that no is just a word, just like the word yes, and it carries no special power in speaking or not speaking it. However, the word no has an energy, and I'm offering you a way to live your life inside of yes energy. I can name a dozen situations in life where no, loud and proud, is what there is to do and say. Do so, and do it when it's necessary. Again and again, I will say this is not about semantics. Say yes to life. Let me tell you something. I have these conversations with people all the time. It's what I do. It's my thing. Energy of yes. I live inside it. I invite you to step into it. If you want to get connected to me, all you have to do is reach out. You can write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. That's Pam Heath at yescoach, the number 4 and the letter U.com. Pam Heath. At yescoachforyou.com. You can also go to my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach, the number 4, the letter U.com. I'd love to hear from you, and especially if you mention that you were hearing what I had to say on my podcast. If you mention my podcast, I'll give you a free copy of my ebook, The Yes Blueprint, Scale Your Business to Win. So if you're a business owner, I take the yes energy and show you how I can use that to make more money, get more clients, and have more leads than you ever had before. Using the yes energy and yes marketing, come and get the yes blueprint. Come and write to me either at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com or go to my email or my website, and fill out the form there so you can get on my email mailing list, and I will send you a free copy of my ebook, The Yes Blueprint. So the life of your dreams begins with figuring out where your life is currently. First, you got to take stock and you got to see what's so about your life. And as a coach, though it's not my nature to tell you what to do, because if I tell you what to do and you do what I say and it doesn't turn out the way you want, then it's my fault it didn't turn out and you're not responsible for your life. So what I do as a coach is I suggest, I recommend, and I encourage you to do things. So however, in this conversation, I'm going to give you some homework. I'm going to give you some work to do. So if you're there listening to me now and you're interested in learning how to get some more yes in your life, then I'm going to tell you what to do. And in telling you what to do, this is one of the few times I'm going to specifically say, go do this. Go to Target or CVS Pharmacy or wherever and buy yourself one of those binders with three hole punches on the side that has lined paper inside, because you're going to take notes. Take a blank page and write my life at the top. You could also put your name up there if you want, just so that you know it's all about you and your life. And right now, you're going to categorize your life into seven areas. And each of those areas is going to get one blank category on top. And here is the categories that I'm going to give you. There's seven areas of your life. The seven areas of life are your home environment. Now, this is your physical environment, where you live, your house, your condo, your apartment, your car, your tent, your cardboard box, where you lay you down to sleep. Your physical locality, wherever it is or whatever it is you call home. Your career and finances, your business, your work, your finances, how you make your money, cash flow, employer or employee, if you are on general relief or if you get an allowance from your parents, if you're a trust fund baby, and that includes your relationship to money, investments, and budgeting, if you rob banks or type resumes, if you clean houses or fix plumbing, this is your business, finances, everything to do with money, how you make money and how you spend it. Third category, family, extended family and friends. This is your immediate family, your extended family, people you relate to as family, your play son or daughter, or your brother from another mother, your parents, your siblings, your children, adopted or natural born, your friends, your work associates, your BFFs, the people you see and greet every day, like the barista at your neighborhood Starbucks, your librarian, the guy who works on your car, your babysitter, your nanny, your housekeeper, and her kids, all the people in your life. Fourth category, romantic relationship love. We're going to separate from the family category the romantic relationships in your life, such as your significant other, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, your boo, your mistress, your lover, whoever you relate to as your love interest. You have more than one. God bless you. Just write them down. Fun, hobbies, entertainment. Certainly you knew that I was going to come around to fun hobbies because that's the kind of gal I am. Think about what you do for fun, what you do to laugh, applaud, listen to, or watch, sports, movies, plays, symphony orchestras, hobbies, or collecting, what you do in your spare time, building, crafting, designing, cooking, eating, whatever you relate to as fun, not work, fun. Next category, health, fitness, well-being. Now, this is about your physical well-being, your diet, vegan, vegetarian, ketogenic, paleolithic, particular eating lifestyle is. Exercise, eating well, and keeping your body fit, hiking, running, skiing, canoeing, all of which could also be a hobby. What you eat, why you eat it, everything you do with your physical state, good or bad, write it down. Spiritual, meditation, church, this is the final category. Your relationship to a higher source, meditation, religious beliefs, God, Buddha, whatever you consider your religion or spiritual practice. This category also includes some aspects of your physical environment, like vision boards, etc. Once again, seven areas of life. 1, home environment. 2, career finances. 3, family, extended family, friends. 4, romantic relationship, love. 5, fun hobbies and entertainment. 6, health, fitness, and well-being. 7, spiritual, meditation, church. Okay, now, in each of these areas, you're going to take stock and evaluate that area of your life. You're going to use 7 blank pages for each category. Review each of the categories and think briefly what a satisfying life might look like for you in that area. And next, choose a value between 0, which is very dissatisfied, and 10, which is fully satisfied. Sense your satisfaction score for each of these areas inside the circle. And think about what success or satisfaction would feel like for you in each area. Now, add up the scores and see what the total that comes up. It's important. Use the first number that pops up in your head and not the number that you think it should be. Now, take that on, take the pages, and on each page, look and see what action you could take today that would move one of those things forward. It doesn't have to be some big action step. It could be small. Hopefully it is small. It should be something you could take on immediately in that area of life, something that sticks out as a missing. And that, the presence of it in that area of life, would complete that category more fully and take you to the next level. And if that missing item was reachable sooner rather than later, what action would bring it forth? Write it down. Now, if you did this and you want to interact with me about it, I want you to know that you can write to me and say, I did this work that you talked about on your podcast on the 16th of April, and I want you to talk to me about this. I want you to give me some coaching, some guidance, and I'll do that. Write to me at Pam Heath at yescoachforyou.com. Pam Heath at yes, the number 4, the letter U.com. We'll go over it together. See, life will start to like fan out for you, kind of like preparing a meal. Like if you were making spaghetti, say in your kitchen from scratch, you might start with the sauce and prepare it with crusted potatoes, sauteed onions, garlic, mushrooms, thrown together in a pan, and while it simmers, you grab a pot and start boiling water for the pasta, and then maybe take on the salad fixing and garlic bread preparation. You reach, you grab this and that, you're chopping, pouring, shaking, and almost without thought, you've plotted out each step and each thing that brings this meal together. Now, you're preparing one meal, and it's holographic, not linear, and your life is like that. You can boil water while you slice tomatoes and then go set the table as you take a bottle of wine out of the fridge. And though you perform each action one at a time, it all comes together at the same time. And you have thought it out, and in many ways, you are automatically doing what you know to do to produce this meal. And everything, the ordinary meal you're preparing, it's the same thing for your life in the different categories. You can work on each one of those categories at the same time and put together for a life you love and the life of your dreams. And that's it. From me, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, I'm signing off. Until next week, thanks for listening. Thanks so much. I appreciate your listening. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful life. Take care and be well.